It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. American John Yatoh is a free man today after U.S. Senator Jim Webb secured his release during a weekend visit to Myanmar. Yatoh is the man who got himself arrested after he swam to the lakeside home of detained opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi in May. Senator Webb said he hoped Yatoh's release and his meeting with Suu Kyi, Webb's meeting with Suu Kyi, were goodwill gestures that could lead to better relations between the U.S. and Myanmar after decades of confrontation. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Here's a fact. Sanctions have not worked in persuading Myanmar's military to release Aung San Suu Kyi or return the country to democratic rule. Senator Webb speaking to reporters yesterday in Bangkok.
And yet at the same time, these sanctions have allowed China to dramatically increase its economic and political influence in Myanmar. This is not healthy for the region.
Webb advocates more engagement with Myanmar, also known as Burma, an approach that helped facilitate his visit there this weekend and one the Obama administration seems interested in as well. Senator Webb says it's still early days and he's not expecting miracles. He says he asked the generals to release Aung San Suu Kyi but isn't holding his breath. Nor does he expect next year's elections, part of what the generals call their roadmap to democracy, to be free and fair, especially if Aung San Suu Kyi remains in detention. But he says that shouldn't keep the U.S. from engaging Myanmar's military leaders as it engages politically and economically with other repressive regimes.
Ask yourself when the last time China had an election is, or Vietnam. The Vietnamese agreed in 1972 at the Paris peace talks to have internationally sanctioned free and open elections. They haven't had them yet. I'm not trying to defend Myanmar, the Myanmar government, but let's take opportunities when they arise and see what we can make out of them.
The idea of engaging Myanmar's military is also finding traction among some in the Burmese exile community, who've concluded the previous all-or-nothing approach tied to the fate of one woman simply hasn't worked. Political analyst Ong Nang U.
The moral argument is important, but I think the moral argument hasn't made any headways into change in Burma. Engagement is better, development is better. So I think Western government should bring in a bit of pragmatism to bring the military out of isolation. Isolation hasn't worked.
More pragmatism, he says, might lead to some concessions on the part of the military, such as the release of some of the 2,100 political prisoners being held in Burmese prisons. More pragmatism, he says, might convince the military to allow more access for aid workers to provide health care and education. And more pragmatism, he says, might help create some distance between the generals and China.
The Burmese military wants to make friends with the West. Burmese military knows they need to practice a bit of independence. They have China, they have India. You know, they are right between two rivals. So they know, you know, if they can play these big powers off each other, they're better off.
Critics of engagement, however, say the military has no intention of easing its grip on power now or next year. After the elections, many Western governments and human rights groups have already dismissed as a sham designed to solidify the military's grip on power indefinitely. That may be true, but Aung Zaw, a Burmese exile and editor at the Irrawaddy magazine in Thailand, isn't convinced. Aung Zaw, who's normally a pessimist, says it's still too early to dismiss these tentative first steps toward engagement as a failure.
Well, that depends on the nature of the Burmese government, how they're going to compromise in the coming months with the election, with Aung San Suu Kyi detention, with the prisoners' release. Nothing is hopeless. There's something could happen. You cannot lose hope. How things are going to play out, we don't know. So and we have to wait and see.
Senator Webb says he'll be briefing Secretary of State Clinton on his talks with Myanmar's military rulers when he returns to Washington after stops in Cambodia and Vietnam. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.